Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, from the New Living Translation. That night, some shepherds were in the fields outside the village Bethlehem, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to all whom God favors." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which is what the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them, and because they had seen the child, just as the angel had said.
Well, those of you who've known me for a long time know that I love everything about Christmas. It's a time of great excitement for me. It's wonderful. So this Christmas, I'm going to miss a lot of the things that we normally take for granted. I'm particularly going to miss the singing of the carols. Now, I've listened to those carols many, many times over the last 70 years. But I sometimes wonder if when I sing them, the words roll off my lips, but the full impact of what they're saying doesn't really hit me. So now that we cannot sing, let's make sure this Christmas that we listen. We really listen. Now, as I was reflecting on the carols in preparation for this service, one line in the last verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem, that wonderful hymn by Phillips Brooks, hit me right between the eyes. It was this sentence: "We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell." And it made me wonder, do we really hear the message that the angels brought that first Christmas? You see, the angels, those special messengers sent from God, because that is what an angel means, a messenger, they brought a message that was important for everyone, not just for the people of the days of Mary and Joseph, but for everyone. God had something very important to say. First of all to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, and then through them to us this day. An angel appeared to Mary first, and then sometimes later to her future husband, Joseph. And then several months later to that group of shepherds as they stayed in that cold Bethlehem field looking after their sheep. You can imagine the surprise that the shepherds received when a host of angels accompanied the angel that had first spoken to them and gave them the concert of their lives. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace amongst those with whom he is pleased. So what was their message? And why is it still so important that we listen to it today? Well, firstly, they brought good news for those who were afraid. When the angel appeared to Mary, Luke tells us she was confused, she was disturbed, but above all, she was frightened. She was a young, single girl, about to be married to the man of her dreams, expecting a quiet wedding with family and friends. She certainly wasn't expecting the ordinariness of her life to be shattered by the appearance of an angel. The message the angel brought greatly disturbed her. She was about to become pregnant, not by her future husband, but by the Holy Spirit. And her baby would be the long-expected Messiah, the one that the Jewish people had been waiting for centuries. And not only that, he would be the Saviour of the world. Now, if that message was true, nobody in their right minds would believe her when she told them. She would face months of taunting. She would face months of being misunderstood, and possibly even being rejected by those she loved most. And the stigma of having a baby out of wedlock in that age would have been staying with her for the rest of her life. And in her fear and in her confusion, the angel spoke powerful words of comfort and encouragement. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favour with God." When Joseph heard through Mary the news that she was pregnant, he was devastated. He was angry, and he too was afraid. What were people going to think of him? What would be the impact upon his family? Upon the family of Mary? He was afraid of what the community would think. He was afraid of the fact that here was the woman he trusted, who he wanted to spend the rest of his life with, and now she had been unfaithful to him. He was riddled with so many fears, and yet the message of the angel was the same as that to Mary. Don't be afraid. It was months later that shepherds tending their sheep in the fields just outside the village of Bethlehem were hoping for another quiet night. But Luke tells us that what happened that night left them terrified. Yes, they were quite used to wild animals creeping in under the cover of darkness and stealing or attempting to steal a lamb or a sheep, looking for a quick meal. They were quite used to thieves coming to try under the cover of darkness again to steal some of their flock. But a visit from an angelic being made them terrified. And their fears were only compounded when that angel was accompanied by a host of other angels, filling the sky with light and singing at the tops of their voices, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." And in the midst of their fear, the message of the angel to the shepherds was direct and to the point. Do not be afraid. And in each case, the basis for the angel's message was the same. There was no need to be afraid because a very special baby was about to be born. God's long-awaited promised Messiah. Yeah, the angels brought good news for people who were afraid. But secondly, they brought good news for those who make mistakes. You see, to Mary, the angel revealed that the baby's name was to be called Jesus. Simply means Saviour. But it was to Joseph that the focus of that salvation, the salvation that Jesus would bring, was fully revealed. Matthew says this: "An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, Son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. You see, to the shepherds, the angel announced that the long-awaited Messiah had been born. And the message was very personal. He had come to be the saviour of every one of them. Luke says, today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, born to you. The coming of Jesus, you see, brought the promise of forgiveness. And with forgiveness comes inner peace. Peace with God. Peace deep down inside. Peace that comes from being free from the pain of guilt and the shame that accompanies wrongdoing. Isaiah, writing some 600 years earlier, had said of the coming Messiah, all of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the guilt and sin of us all. But how would this be possible? The message of the angels explained exactly who Jesus was and why forgiveness is possible through his coming. He will be born of a woman, Mary, but conceived of God, the Holy Spirit. He will be human, and yet at the same time, he will be divine. Son of man and Son of God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy and will be called the Son of God. See, as a man, he would grow up to experience all of the temptations that face every one of us. And therefore, he will be able to understand the fears that we experience when temptation confronts us. The writer to the Hebrews says this, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." And as Matthew considered the events surrounding the birth of Jesus, he looked back to something else that Isaiah had said all those years ago, when he prophesied about the coming of the Messiah, that baby that was fulfilled when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that promise. "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. You see, as God, Jesus would have the power necessary not to give in to sin. And therefore, without any sin of his own to pay for, he could pay the price that our sin deserves. And in so doing, bring for every one of us the possibility of inner peace. Peace that surpasses anything else that life could give us. Through the visit of the angel, Mary and Joseph discovered that God has a purpose. He had a purpose in the seemingly inexplicable happenings of their lives. It concerned the wonderful gift of salvation for a world in need. The shepherds discovered that salvation was not a nebulous thing, but it was personal. It was totally relevant to them. They all discovered that because of Jesus, salvation, forgiveness and inner peace was available to them. And therefore, there was no need to fear, but rather much to receive. The message of the angels to the shepherds was good news for people who make mistakes. People like you and me who don't always get it right. But thirdly, it was good news for everyone. See, there was one more element to to the message that the angels delivered. And it came to those shepherds, those despised outcasts who were shunned by most religious folk of their day. The news of the birth of a saviour was good news not just for them. It was good news for everyone. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring good news that will bring great joy to all people." It was good news for despised shepherds. But at least they were Jewish shepherds. But Isaiah not only promised that a saviour would come for Israel, but the Messiah would bring light and hope to all people. "I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." It was several days after the birth of Jesus that Mary and Joseph took the baby to the temple to fulfill the requirements of the law. And there they met a godly man called Simeon. And the moment he saw them carrying that baby, God revealed to him that he was looking at the Messiah. The one who he had been looking for and longing to see for so many years. And the one who God had promised he would see before he died. And with great joy he proclaimed to Mary and Joseph, "Lord, now I can die in peace. As you promised me, I have seen the Saviour you have given to all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations. And he is the glory of your people Israel." You see, the message that the shepherds gave and which Simeon confirmed was that there is hope for everyone because of the coming of Jesus. But the question is, how do we hear that message today? Now let's be honest, there are many things that make us afraid. And not all fear is bad. It's right, for example, to be afraid of those who would cause us harm or who are dangerous. It's healthy to be afraid of people who would lead us into trouble, lead us astray, and help us to do wrong things that perhaps we will regret for the rest of our lives. The coming of Jesus doesn't mean that all fears can be dispelled. So what does this promise mean for every one of us? And how do we hear the message of the good news that the angels brought today? Well, first of all, we all make mistakes, some of them quite serious. But when the angel gave the message to Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins," that was a message for every one of us. You see, the babe of Bethlehem grew up to be a man, and that man willingly went to the cross in order to pay the price for our wrongdoing. And because he did that, there is no sin that the death of Jesus cannot forgive. For as John tells us, the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. It's great news for people like you and me, who don't always get it right, and sometimes make some bad mistakes. Jesus comes that we might be forgiven. Secondly, the future can seem very dark and quite frightening sometimes. But John tells us that Jesus came as the light of the world. He came to light our pathway through life and to lead us through the perilous journey of life. Down those side roads that life sometimes takes us that are quite dark. And when our path is dark, Jesus is the light that we need to help us stay secure and to help us go on our passage through life with surety and hope. For nothing can extinguish that light. See, John adds some wonderful words of comfort to all fearful of the future. "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Thirdly, the babe of Bethlehem became a man who laid down his life on the cross that we might be forgiven. Yes, he did that. But he also rose from the dead to show us that death is not the end. And because of Jesus, the gift of eternal life as part of God's family is offered to all who trust and follow Jesus. It's great news for people who fear death. The words of Jesus provide comfort for all. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. There's no need to fear the thing that we all face, death. You know, when the angel spoke to Mary, she listened. She considered and she believed. When the angel spoke to Joseph, at first his response was one of total skepticism. But as he allowed God to speak to his heart, he too believed. When the angel challenged the shepherds to go and see for themselves that the Saviour of the world had been born, the Bible tells us that they hurried off to see if it was true. And they found Jesus in the stable, just as the angels had said. And then they declared to everyone what they had seen. They too believed. What about you? My prayer is that you will all be able to say with Phillips Brooks, who wrote that lovely hymn, "O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us today. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. I hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us. Abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel." Have a great Christmas and listen to what the angels have to say.